In a world filled with uncertainty, two semi-intelligent, somewhat interesting, Midwestern, Family Guy, business coaches with dad bods, provide mildly insightful ideas through their semi-focused dialogue. Welcome to It Doesn't Take a Genius.
Ramsey!
Sorry, I'm late.
What happened, man? We had a time scheduled.
Well, I will tell you, mainly because I love telling stories, and stories, as we know from our previous two episodes, are really important. But this is not a pretty story, and I'm going to warn you that if you are listening to this, hi, Mom, don't be eating.
Should we allow time for children to leave the room?
You know what? The children will enjoy this story. I'll be honest with you.
It's a horrible story that it's children will enjoy.
It's a horrible story children will enjoy. Two days ago, I was cleaning up lunch. My children were playing. My wife was taking a shower. She had been doing some, yard work and was taking a shower. And I took a call for work. And as children will do, they came in to interrupt me because they knew I was on the phone and they love to interrupt adult phone calls. And so I shooed them away the first time. And then one of them came back and said, "There's water in the backyard." And what I didn't understand was when they said water, what they really meant was fully formed feces and toilet paper. And it oozed into our backyard into a very large puddle. And anyway, we have a major problem and can no longer use our plumbing. So I'm living with my parents and I just got here back to the recording studio in my house. And it's been a very long week, Mike. It's been a very long week. Why is this happening to me?
Mark, let's reframe this. And that brings us to today's topic.
Oh,
right. Instead of why is this happening to you, I want you to ask yourself this question. Why is this happening for you?
Ooh.
So not an original thought, of course, as our announcer will tell you at the end. however, this was brought to our attention by author and speaker Mike Robbins. And so Mike Robbins talks about, asking yourself, why is this happening for me? What's the positive benefit? What's the positive connotation? What could be the ultimate outcome of this that could be wonderful? And so at the moment, do you see any positive outcomes to the fact that you now have a feces swimming pool in your backyard?
Well, I don't know about the ultimate outcome, but I can certainly say that we have an amazing podcast topic that we're building from it. So it's already provided content to entertain and educate at least two people, both of whom are listening right now. But there might even be more later on who might listen to the actual recording.
Yes, yes. We had 13 listen to one of our earlier podcasts. So I'm very excited about that. And it's growing.
That is exciting.
All right. So one of the things that we've learned over time is that from a distance, everything is funny, and there's most likely a learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So give me an example in your life where at the time it looked like the world was just piling on and it was caving in and it was falling apart. And now with some distance, you look back and go, man, that was the best thing that happened for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a rich topic, and the longer you spend on that particular question, the better it gets, I really do believe. But you know that I've been unpacking in my new house that I can no longer live in. And there are
That this is a new house that you just moved into.
So yeah, well, new to us, yeah. But pipes, definitely not new to the house.
No,
so, definitely. It's been fun. But I found all my old journals and I just started flipping through them. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I kept a journal in 2003. I did. Look at this. And it has amazed me finding snippets of things that seemed like such bad news at the time, such as getting laid off. I started a job. I took this big risk and had a sales job, a very high pressure sales job. It was with a very large company that people would know the name of, and they had opened a new territory for a new product, and I was the guy. They tapped me. They laid me off before I even finished training because they closed the territory. They changed their mind at headquarters and they closed the territory. Why did this happen to me? Well, it takes about a year's worth of the journal to figure out that that was when I finally said, hey, maybe I could really work for myself and do consulting on my own, and now coaching and consulting on my own. I would have never become self-employed and had the most fulfilling work of my career if I hadn't been laid off. Thank God I was laid off.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm sure you have stories too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, one of them, I literally just started thinking about this in March. And so to take you back, in 2014, my daughter's in middle school. And this was the year that I accidentally started running. And so the way I accidentally started running after a 32-year layoff was my daughter comes home from middle school and she says, Dad, I'm not going to be on the all-A honor roll. I said, well, you got all A's. She goes, no, I have an A-minus in P.E. How do you get an A-minus in P.E.? Well, really? No, nobody gets an A in PE. And I said, what's going on? She says, I cannot do a pull-up and therefore I can't meet the last qualification. And so therefore I'm going to get an A minus. So I go online, I research, 50% of female Marines can't do a pull-up, right? They just don't have the upper body strength. So yeah. I said, go to the teacher, ask the teacher, what do you need to do for extra credit to get your grade up? She said, okay. So she comes back the next day. I said, what did teacher say? Teacher said, we need to run a 5K. Who's we?
Whoops.
Yeah, we. Yeah, I don't get a report card. I didn't even know this lady. And so she said, the teacher says, the only way I can get my grade up is to go run a 5K. And I really want you to go with me because I'm scared. I haven't done that. I said, okay. But in my head, I am thinking unkind thoughts about the teacher.
Yep.
Unreasonable. Why is she picking on my kid? Right. I've got all these thoughts. And so I go out and in March of 2014, and we signed up for a 5K race. And I go out. I didn't even own shorts. I went out with a pair of jeans, wow, found some shoes. Right. And what I noticed was people had obviously prepared before the 5K. And so I ran a 5K. That was on a Saturday. I couldn't walk Sunday or Monday. And so I know that there's another semester coming. So I know she's not going to learn to do a pull-up in the next 3 months. So I know there's another 5K in my future. We decide if we're going to do another one, let's prepare. So we started running. And I could make barely one lap around the track, you know, and then make two laps. And so now fast forward to 2020, mm-hmm. I can run 5 miles, got pretty good times, wind is good, lost some weight, blood pressure, I'm not on any blood pressure, but everything is currently working great. And then the pandemic hits and they say, all right, if you're this age group and you're overweight, you have a high blood pressure and you have all these things, you know, you're in trouble, right? It's coming for you.
Right.
And I realized I don't have any of those things. And the only reason that I don't have any of those things is because of this teacher that I thought was picking on my kid in 2014. Right. So I was so unhappy at the time and so caught up in the victimhood at the time. And now looking back and going into this really scary time, it's the best thing that ever happened to me from a health perspective.
This shows up in so many places in the Bible. You know, there's the the verse that a lot of people quote, you know, that all things work for the good of those who are called by his name. And, you know, that gets quoted typically at the wrong time when people are right in the middle of a lot of pain and saying, well, don't worry, it's all going to work for the good of those. But there's a story in the Old Testament where Joseph gets sold into slavery by his brothers. And then he gets accused of sexual assault and gets thrown into prison. And then he gets forgotten about in prison, even though he helps some people that could have put in a good word for him. Long story short, eventually he becomes second in command to Pharaoh, basically, and his brothers come back and need his help. And to cut to the chase, you know, Joseph eventually says to him, look, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Now that's like, you know, I don't know, 17 years after that all started. But it brings up the point that I think both of us have ended up making is after some years, after some time, then suddenly it's funny. It's, you know, it's touching. It's, oh, I see where all the pieces came together here. And so there's got to be the ability to have some perspective long term for all of this to keep you from feeling like a victim.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, as you were talking, I was thinking about the, I don't know if I can say it directly, but the quote from Mother Teresa, where she says, you know, God will never give you any more than you can handle. I just wish he didn't trust me so much.
Right.
You know, so even Mother Teresa, there were times where she felt, you know, the weight of the task that she was involved with. So I think that's pretty fascinating. So
love it.
So, all right. So what do we got to do? So you feel the world caving in on you. You feel like, you know, you're going to go out and put your tinfoil hat on because they're all out to get you. What do you need to do?
So our esteemed author, who we are harvesting much of his material here, had three suggestions. And the first of them is just to work on your awareness, to have some awareness about when you feel like a victim. We've both had this experience of trying to be present and trying to be aware of what's going on in the moment. That's a hard one.
Oh yeah, and looking for the trigger sentences. So
yeah.
So this is not fair.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know why this has to be so hard. No one else has this issue.
Yeah.
Right. So as soon as those words leave your mouth, if you can be present, you know, and if, as you utter the sentence, why is this happening to me?
Uh-oh.
Right. Yeah. The alarm bell should go off, and you should recognize that. Okay, I'm in this moment, right? I'm in this victimhood situation mentally, and I have to change it. So how do I change it?
Yeah. So when you're asking yourself, why is this happening to me, and similar questions, instead asking yourself, why is this happening for me? You have an example that you shared with me that I thought was pretty fascinating about a family curse, but it's not a bad thing. You talk about your family curse.
Oh yeah, my mom from the early days told us that our family was cursed. Right, there's the Marshall curse. And it manifests itself in such a way that whatever we do is 10 times harder than anybody else.
Yeah.
However, we always see it through to the end. We always persevere. And so these bizarre things would happen, and even people looking in would go, wow, never seen anybody have that happen to them before. And we just go, yeah, it's the curse. And then we would move through. But my brother, who got married 10 years ago, he married the most positive woman on the planet, and she poo-pooed the curse. Curse, there's no curse, you're just being silly. A decade later, she's a believer. Right, she's seen stuff happen to my brother and to myself and to our family, and that's starting to happen to her because you can marry into the curse.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, she's starting to figure out that it seems like it, but it was interesting because we never allowed it ourselves to be victims. We knew it would be harder, but we always knew that we would come out on the other end. And
so the curse is a blessing.
Yeah, the curse is a blessing. We're tough, we're resilient, we always get through the other end. We have very positive mindsets like that.
Love it.
And now we're not all that surprised when something really strange happens.
Right.
We're like,
yeah,
I'm not surprised that went like that, but we're going to power through it.
Yeah.
I think that sentence, why is this happening for me? I wish I'd had that a long time ago, where I could say, man, that's what I need. That's the reframing sentence. And I had it written on a post-it note and had it taped to my computer. My daughter came in and she looked at it. She goes, you wrote that wrong. It's supposed to be to me. And I go, no, what's it say? And then she's like, it's some sort of positive thing where you're supposed to see stuff as a blessing. You know, the teenager will do, rolling her eyes the whole time. And so even as simple as it is, she got it immediately, right? Why is this happening for me? Completely changes everything as far as your perspective, your outlook, and your approach.
Well, and I want to be careful saying what I'm about to say, because I know there are people going through extremely tough times right now. We're recording this while the pandemic is still on. But it, you know, you mentioned in March, you started thinking about the running. The first thought that I had when I realized that I would have a lot of clients that I wouldn't get to see for probably months, turns out that was right, is, oh my, I've just been given the gift of time. Mm-hmm. What can I do with this time? Well, it turns out a lot, right? I mean, there are some books that I wanted to read that I've gotten into. I've gotten to unpack in my house. I started talking to you, and we ended up putting out, we're up to 6-7 podcast episodes now, right? Okay. Relaunching my website. Just there's all sorts of things that have come out of this that are a blessing. But it was because going into it, I chose to look at it that way and take advantage of the time. I say that cautiously and carefully because I know there are people who are really suffering and struggling, and they don't have the advantage of hindsight yet to see some of the goodness of what's happening for them.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I finished a bathroom remodel that I began in 2007.
Nice.
It was the wife's bathroom. So she's very excited. And she may have mentioned a few times between now and 2007 that it needed to be finished.
No, yeah, really?
It came up occasionally. So I got it done. I'm golden. So yeah, there's that. The last thing that Mike talks about when he talks about this concept is as far as action steps, is to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Right. So when you're in the middle of the mess, you're middle of the forest, you can't see the trees, asking somebody, what do you see? Sharing your problems, you know, can you give me some perspective on this I'm not seeing?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, people who are on the outside looking in are at a distance and can see things that you won't see in the situation that could be positive.
And notice how you said that, because it's really two sets of facts that you're sharing with people. They are facts. Mm-hmm. Here are things that happened to me. Those are facts. You know, I just got laid off, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Another set of facts. Here's how I'm feeling right now.
Right.
It's not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. But the honest truth is, I feel persecuted. I feel attacked. I feel whatever that is. There is power in just naming that and getting that onto the table. Sometimes just doing that. I mean, if you've ever put a kid to bed after a nightmare, you know this to be true, right? You know, I was being chased by my lunchbox and I was so scared. But that's kind of a silly thing to be scared of, isn't it? Okay, I'm going back to sleep. And that's a little bit of what's happening here when you get those emotions out on the table. But you also get, as you pointed out, the chance for somebody else to reflect back to you what they're hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're going to have a completely different take on it because they have a completely different perspective. So good things. Yeah, recognize when you're in the moment. Ask yourself, why is this happening for me? And get some outside perspective. And there's a whole lot of people right now going through some really amazing and tough and challenging changes. And I don't think this message could come at a better time.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Sounds like we've reached a natural place to take a pause. Let's see what our announcer has to say.
You know, I'm all for that.
And that, I guess, is that. It doesn't take a genius. No rights reserved, nothing trademarked, copyrighted, or even original. Feel free to give it to anyone, anytime, using any and all media formats. Warning, Mark and Mike may or may not make another one. I'm your announcer, and I did not get paid a nickel to do this. They won't even let me tell you my name. So, until next time, if there is a next time, stay safe.
That's good enough.